Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Wait, that's not the way I should do it. Okay. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Maya Nassar with us today. Mini Maya Nassar. What is a female bodybuilding competitor? What is the fitness industry in Lebanon? What does Maya do on TV? What is Maya's personal developed application? Body positivity, living a healthy life, myths about fitness, dreams, aspirations. We're going to be talking about this all the time. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Ana Alain with us today, Maya Nassar. Hi, Maya.
Hi again.
Okay, Maya, let's go directly to the subject. What are you doing here and who are you?
What am I doing here? Well, of course, I'm here to meet you.
Okay.
Well, a little bit about myself. I'm certified in personal training and sports nutrition.
Okay.
I initially had no background in fitness. I used to be someone who was very unhealthy. I had a very bad diet. I was 20 kilos heavier than I am today. So this is what sparked my passion in fitness. This is when I got into training and I started following a healthy diet because I wanted to lose weight and I didn't want to be insecure and unhappy with the way I looked.
Okay.
And that's when I became certified in personal training and sports nutrition. And then I started looking into competitions, fitness modeling and bodybuilding competitions.
Okay. How did the people of Lebanon get to discover you, to know you? I mean, I personally saw you on MTV a couple of times. And then you were talking like نص عربي نص English, and then
عربي مكسر.
عربي مكسر ليه عربي مكسر?
Well, I'm trying to speak Arabic as much as I can, and I'm not very fluent in Arabic. بفهم عربي, بفهم كل شيء, بس بعمل شيء أغلط.
Okay.
I still make mistakes, but I try to speak in English and Arabic because I know many viewers don't understand English.
Okay.
So I try to reach out to as many people as possible.
Uh-huh.
And it's also good for me to practice, actually. I consider speaking on live TV in Arabic good practice, and I've improved tremendously.
Or a catastrophe.
Well, yeah, actually, I've had some catastrophes. I've had a little bit of both.
If you have any questions or any comments to or about Maya or about being a female body competitor, we'll be talking about this now. Any question you have, شو ما عندكم سؤال لمايا نصار على WhatsApp 0396961. Okay, that's 0396961. And the show is being streamed live, although you can't see it right here, so we don't use too much 3G or Wi-Fi. The show is also being streamed live on the Saltul Ghad Lebanon Facebook page. 0396961 for your WhatsApps. Questions or comments? First comment I got here. اللي بفهمه منك انه مايا عندها حل لكرشك. Do you have a solution for my belly?
Belly fat.
Yeah.
The most popular question I always get.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the hummus and the drinking and the boozing.
The alcohol, the beer bellies.
I don't drink beer, so I have no problem with that.
Well, I always say that the first way to lose belly fat is to follow a healthy diet. Because if you don't follow a healthy diet, you will never lose any weight. You will never see any results. So you need to make sure you are in a negative energy balance where you burn more calories than you consume a day.
Okay.
This is done by minimizing alcohol and eating lots of natural, unprocessed foods. The second step is weightlifting. People think that they need to do thousands of crunches a day to get a flat belly. That's not true. That's incorrect. The best way to have a six-pack or to have a flat belly is to train all the muscles in the body with weights. So all the muscles from head to toe, not only the abs, not only the legs, but the entire body. And the second step is to do cardio. So any activity that accelerates the heart rate, such as running, swimming, jogging, brisk walking. And you need to do this consistently for at least 2 to 3 months, because in order for your abs to show, you need to lose fat around the belly. Otherwise, if you train hard, if you do not lose the fat around the belly, you will never see any results and you won't see any ab definition.
Okay, I'm trying to fix the camera here. You know what? I'm just gonna fix the camera on you and forget about me for a while, because it's maybe better. Wait, let me see. How do you do that? Hey, Mandy, how do you do that? Okay, that's much better. Okay, here we go.
Can you see me? I can't see myself.
No, you can't because we're using too much Wi-Fi on that. This is why. Okay. Let me see if you got any questions or comments on WhatsApp, 03-969-61. You're going to hear a lot of weirdos, so don't you worry about that.
I'm used to it.
Question?
Okay, here comes the first one.
Hi, Alan. If كيف بهاش عباد حرارة بالسيارة هلا 36 وعجقتها شو بدي أعرق سكر.
That's out of the subject. Okay, let me start with a question. The fitness industry in Lebanon, what do you got to say about that?
I would say that the fitness industry is really starting to pick up.
Yeah.
I started training only about 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that in this time, a lot of people have started going to the gym. I'm seeing more faces at the gym. A lot of women are really getting into bodybuilding now, especially this year. And I feel that a lot more gyms have opened up. So I feel like it's almost becoming a trend now, which is actually a good thing. So I would say that the fitness industry is definitely becoming more popular, picking up, and we're starting to see more people starting to care about fitness.
This is the part where I interrupt you. You say female bodybuilding.
Yes,
right
female
away,
bodybuilding.
Berasula Libnani, you, Mrs. Schwarzenegger, a woman with lots
big
of
biceps,
muscle. Yeah, ugly, looks like a man,
steroids.
not feminine, steroids. What is it?
Well, that's where I want to change the misconception that women can still be very feminine and still be bodybuilders. So the typical bodybuilders, female bodybuilders that you see all take steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there are some female bodybuilders that are very natural and that don't take any steroids. And I personally compete in bodybuilding. But as I was telling you earlier, there are different divisions in a bodybuilding competition. There are different categories. So some divisions are more muscular than others. Although there are some female bodybuilders that will be required to have that look or that desire to have that look, they take steroids and anabolic drugs to really bulk up like a man.
That is illegal?
Well, it might be legal in some bodybuilding federations.
Okay.
But in the federations I compete with, it's not legal. And I personally don't take anything. And women can lift as heavy as they want, and they will never look like a man because women do not have enough testosterone in their bodies to bulk up the way a man does. Lots of women are scared of weightlifting. They think that they're going to have really big biceps or really huge legs. And I always say that's not true.
Okay, you're the first government-endorsed competitor? What does that mean? And how did you get to that?
Well, I started competing in 2013 in Bikini Fitness in competitions abroad. And in 2014, I approached the Minister of Sports, and he endorsed me to officially compete outside of Lebanon and to represent Lebanon.
Okay.
And I became the first female bodybuilder to be endorsed by an Arabic government to represent Lebanon in a country outside, internationally. And this is actually what helped me get media attention, is once I had this endorsement, I started having more interviews, I started raising awareness.
Yeah.
Because many people were not aware that these competitions actually existed. And it gave me pleasure to talk about it and to share a passion and to show a different side of bodybuilding.
Okay, let's hear this comment on WhatsApp.
Hi, Maya. I just want to ask you one question. If someone wants to lose 10 kilos, we should just move the time. Which is more effective, PT or gym?
It depends what you mean.
Wait, what's a PT? Sounds like
PT, personal training.
Okay.
Well, I always say that weightlifting is more effective than, say, just doing cardio, like just jogging on the treadmill. Because when you lift weights, not only are you burning fat while you are training, you're also building up your metabolism.
Okay.
You're building muscle mass, and the more muscle mass you have, the more calories you burn on a daily basis, even if you do not do any exercise. So ideally, the best way to lose 10 kilos would be to do both, would be to do weightlifting, so PT, or not necessarily with a trainer. Some people can't afford personal training, so weightlifting by yourself or with a trainer, and also in combination with that to do cardio. So you could do an hour of weightlifting followed by 30 minutes of cardio, such as the treadmill, the elliptical, or swimming, jogging outside. This always gives the best results.
I call the elliptical the epileptical because you always have an epilepsy attack after you finish the elliptical. I got another question here. Hi, Alain. Can I ask Maya if it's true that if someone had some fat around the belly for a while and is trying to get rid of it, it's impossible even with workout because they're stuck and can't be burned only after an operation? It's like liposuction or something.
No, that's not true. I don't believe that's true at all. With a strict diet and lots of training and consistency, so doing this for 2 to 3 months, at least 3 months, you can definitely lose fat. It's never impossible. Some people just have to work harder than others, depending on your age and your genetics.
Don't mention age, please. Okay, another question for you. What's the best way to lose fat while playing speed rope? What the heck is speed rope?
You mean skipping rope?
I don't know. It says speed rope. What's a speed rope?
Well, the best way to lose fat is, as mentioned, a healthy diet and weightlifting and cardio. Skipping rope, I've never heard of speed rope, but I guess skipping rope would be considered a form of cardio because you're increasing your heart rate.
Rope jumping,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, like rope jumping, skipping rope.
Skipping, is that what it's called?
Yeah, so any activity that increases the heart rate, any activity that boosts your endurance is considered cardio and is primarily fat burning.
Okay. Let's see if you got another question here.
I have a question, Alain. What kind of alcohol is less calories?
Let me start with a question.
Is it vodka, whiskey, wine? And I don't know.
The fitness industry is really starting to pick up.
Yeah.
I started training only about...
Listen to that technical question. What kind of alcohol has got less calories? Trick question.
So I thought you were playing a song. Sorry.
No.
The best types of alcohol, white wine is low in calories, red wine as well. My advice is always, if you're mixing alcohol, not to mix it with drinks that are high in sugar or high in calories.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're having vodka, mix it with Diet 7-Up or Diet Red Bull. Don't have regular 7-Up.
Okay.
Don't have juice from the bottle because it's always loaded in calories. And of course you can stick to options like light beer. So for example, Almaza light instead of a regular beer.
Okay. I got a couple of more questions, but the thing is maybe in a minute or two we're going to have to go to break. Listen to these questions, then maybe you can answer them later.
Sure.
Hi, Alain. My name is Alain now. Hi, Alain. Hi, Maya. I want to ask if there's a place for professional people to get trained and get degrees. Next, what's the best way to work on the love handles to remove? Please and thanks. Next, can you lose 49 kilos without an operation? Think about that. Mull on that.
That's ambitious.
I'm hosting Maya Nassar. Hi again.
Hello.
Let's try and answer some of the questions that people posted on 039-60-961.
All right.
Okay. Removing the fat around the belly. You answered that one, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
The most popular question.
Professional people training and getting degrees.
Yes. There's the IFPA, the International Fitness Professionals Association.
Yeah.
Based in Lebanon. The founder is Patrick Bajani. I highly recommend them. I'm personally certified by the IFPA. They have an academy called Inspire.
Uh-huh.
And all someone has to do is just Google Inspire Academy Lebanon.
Yep.
And get in touch. They have a Facebook page and they give out certifications in personal training, sports nutrition, sports medicine, and the courses are they're given by lecturers that are extremely professional, really qualified, and I highly recommend them.
They're recognized?
Yes, internationally recognized and accredited from the States.
Okay.
It's an international certification.
Next question, best way to work on love handles. Why do you want to get rid of love handles? They're practical.
I don't know why they're called love handles, because they're not really lovable.
Well, you hold them when you make love. I mean,
well,
obviously.
But everyone wants to get rid of them. Well, when it comes to fat loss, whether it's in your belly or your legs or your love handles, it's pretty much the same approach.
Yeah.
You can't really spot reduce, such as losing fat only in one location, when you lose fat, you lose fat from all over. And depending on where you store your body fat genetically, some people lose fat quicker in some areas than other areas. But the approach is the same thing. Healthy diet, this is the most important step. 80% of your results depends on your diet. So if you do not eat clean and you do not follow a healthy diet, you will never see any results, even if you do lots of exercise.
So let's say if I work out 1 hour, an hour and a half a day at the gym, but then again at night, every night, I have a couple of drinks, then, you know, I eat a big hamburger
exactly.
with like a mayo and
French
fries.
Exactly, because fat loss is all about burning more calories than you eat. Okay. So if you go to the gym but you come home and you binge, then you're not going to lose any fat. So
but binge is nice.
Oh yeah, once in a while.
On weekends.
Not every day.
On weekends, baby.
So it's all about healthy diets mm-hmm. and weightlifting. As I mentioned, weightlifting burns more calories than just doing cardio. It okay. boosts your metabolism and also cardio. So a combination of all three, and finally consistency. Because many people do a diet for 2 weeks and then say, oh, I'm not losing any weight, and
so
then they stop.
It's not worth it. It's not working.
Yeah, so you have to really keep up this lifestyle for 2 to 3 months to really see a difference and see a change.
Next question, can you lose 49 kilos without an operation?
Yeah, of course you can. Absolutely.
Wow. Why?
Well, it might take time. It might take like a year or a year and a half because fat loss is very slow and gradual. But it's definitely possible. I've seen people at my competitions, I've seen people that used to be obese and they lost weight naturally. But if you are obese and you lose a lot of weight, you might have a lot of loose skin and they might need to do a surgery for the skin
okay.
because the skin will become very loose and
flabby
kind of, and also very uncomfortable in their daily life. But to lose fat naturally, yes, anyone can. Anyone can do it. I really believe that.
We got 6 minutes and 6 minutes left. I'm reading some of the topics I got from Ninka.
Yeah.
Did I say correct?
You did. Ninka.
Ninka. Yo, Ninka, what up?
Many people call her Nike. They don't know how to pronounce her name.
You know, I didn't understand in the first place. You know, okay, that's a funny name. It's in a group. You guys talk to me
Dutch
the first.
Name.
It's a Dutch name. Okay, let's talk more about you. You said you had an application. You developed an application.
I did.
Tell us about it.
It's the first fitness app in Lebanon, and it's for free. I created it to help people to change their lives and to help people live a healthier lifestyle. It initially started as a website, so it started as a hobby where I would post information about weight loss, diets, motivation, tips. And then my website became really popular. And then I decided to do the next best thing, which is to create a mobile app so people can have this information on their mobile phones at their fingertips at all times. My mobile application is endorsed by the Minister of Sports, and it's been ranked number one many times by the Apple Store.
Really?
Yes. People can download it for free by searching for Start Living Right as one word in their smartphone stores.
Wait. Say it slow. Say it again and slowly.
People can download the app. Which is called Start Living Right.
Start Living Right. One word.
One word without spaces.
Start
Living Right. You should download it if you didn't download it yet. And I have lots of tools on the app to help people live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay.
I have exercise programs. I have animated exercise illustrations. So kind of like a virtual personal trainer,
uh-huh.
which shows people how to do an exercise for the entire body.
So you got graphics, animation
exactly.
with each and every explanation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Graphics that move, and it shows you which muscle group you're training and step-by-step instructions. I have healthy recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Easy to make healthy recipes that are still delicious, that taste good.
I could never eat breakfast when I wake up. It never
really?
Works. Never, ever.
Well, you wake up really early. You told me you wake up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. So it's normal not to be hungry at 4. Is that correct?
Well, I feel that I would still be sleepy, that I wouldn't be hungry at that time. But it is very important to have breakfast. It's important to give your body energy and also to feel full and to feel satiated. Because if you don't have breakfast, when lunchtime comes, you might be like really hungry and
yeah,
overeat.
Yeah, I have lunch at like 11:30.
Attack. Yeah, so it's good. I always say you should eat every 3 to 4 hours to control your blood sugar levels and also to prevent cravings.
You some people know you. The first time I got to see you was on MTV.
That's right.
How'd you get there? What do you do on MTV?
I have a show on MTV. It's aired live twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday between 10 and 10:10 a.m. I basically demonstrate exercises that people can do at home.
Yeah.
Easy to do exercises using minimal equipment. Uh-huh. So dumbbells. And I always say, like, if you don't have any dumbbells at home, you can replace by using water bottles, like 1 liter water bottles, or with a chair.
Whiskey bottles.
Whiskey bottles, in your case. Or like a full body workout with a chair, or just using your own body weight.
So you can actually do stuff at home that works.
Exactly. So you really, ma fi wala haja, as I say, you really have no excuses not to train.
Okay.
Now my conductor saw the number 19. She was a honey.
People are asking me if you could repeat the name of the application. Start Living Right.
Start Living Right, one word.
Another question, do you advise your clients to use polar heart rate monitors? The next, what's that? Put a polar bear on your heart?
It's to measure your heart rate. Yes, I do. Absolutely. It can be very useful. It shows you your heart rate as you're training to see which intensity you're doing, whether you're doing moderate intensity or high intensity, and also to see if you're reaching your goal.
Yeah. And it works, and you know.
Yes.
How do you know the machine is right? I mean, the monitor is right.
Well, you need to follow the instructions, and it depends on the brand that the person is using.
Okay, last questions. Dreams, aspirations, something about opening up your own gym.
That's right.
So, more competitions.
Well, I just finished a competition in Manchester, actually.
Okay.
That was about 8 days ago. So, I'm actually really happy now, just enjoying that I don't have to be on a strict diet and I don't need to do very intensive training.
Okay.
But my next big goal really is to open my own gym. I'm looking into that right now. Hopefully in the next couple of months I will have a gym open. So
okay.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Yes, I saw. How do people get in touch with you? Website-wise, mail-wise, any questions? So first of all, there's the application, Start
Absolutely.
Living Right.
Start well, the easiest right. way to contact me is through my website, okay. startlivingright.com.
So it's the same name, application
yeah, it's,
or website?
It's the same name. Okay. It's because the app is a mobile version of the website.
Okay.
Also, on the application, there is a contact button at the bottom. People just need to click on email. And I'm also on social media, Snapchat, my name is Nassar Maya, and Instagram, Maya Nassar _fitness, and Facebook, Start Living Right is one word.
What's Slender Tone Belt? Somebody's asking, is Slender Tone Belt a good belt brand to help building abs?
I think that's what we were talking about.
Off the air.
Yeah, I think I personally don't recommend such things, especially these claims that you can burn fat while sitting, doing nothing, watching
eating
TV.
Eating popcorn and watching a
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, exactly. I believe that they're
like
scams,
that.
And yeah. I never recommend or endorse such products.
Okay.
I always say that if you want results, there's no magic bullet. You have to work for it. You have to train. You have to follow a healthy diet. And that's the only way to do it, really.
Okay. Maya Nassar, that's all the time we have.
I want to thank you
very much for enlightening us. Again, I remind you of the website, startlivingright.com, or the mobile application, Start Living Right. And we can see you also on MTV?
Yeah, every Tuesday and Thursday.
Every Tuesday and Thursday.
At between 10 and 10:10 a.m. I am live, you can watch me live.
As you were right now.
Yes, as I am right now.
I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, I'm going to go binge now.
Try not to.
Just kidding. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.